The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Limb loss for a salamander is nothing to get up in arms about. They just regrow a new one. But how? When a salamander loses a limb, cells in the region regress to a time when they were just naive cells that had not yet specialized, a process called dedifferentiation. These stem cells grow and divide at the tip of the stump, where the limb was once attached, to form a larger mass of cells called the blastema. Those cells grow and divide, and they give rise to the structures that have been amputated. So if you amputate at the wrist, those cells will give rise to a hand. If you amputate at the shoulder, they'll give rise to an arm on a salamander. Scientists studying this ran experiments on red-spotted newts with severed limbs. They were able to isolate the specific stem cells that stimulate limb regeneration. Further lab experiments revealed these proteins work directly on the blastema cells, causing them to grow and divide. It essentially showed that one single molecule is able to support the proliferation of blastema cells right from the start of regeneration, all the way through the formation of the digits. Naturally, biomedical researchers are interested in how these sorts of cells might aid in human cell regeneration as well.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.